Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. What a great God you are. You are Almighty God. You're Almighty Father. You are greater than we thought yesterday. You are greater than we thought last year. You are greater than we thought the year before. Oh, Lord God, every day your greatness is showing greater and greater and greater. Every time we limited you, you came in greater than the time before. Great and mighty is our God. Great and mighty is our God. Great and holy is our God. Be lifted up, our King. Be lifted up, our King. We praise you this morning, O God, for it is great to give praises unto our God. It is pleasant and praise is beautiful, O God, in the name of Jesus. O God, we thank you this morning that we could call you Lord. We could call you King. We could call you Shepherd. We can say, I am sent us. I am called us by name. I am the great I am. You are everything that we need. Lord God, when we're in a dark place, you are light. Hallelujah. Oh God, you are leading us in the path of righteousness for your name's sake. When we're on a sick bed, you are a great physician. Oh God, when the employer gives us a pink slip, you employ us. Hallelujah. We're never without a job. Hallelujah. When our children are acting up, hallelujah, you are the father that brings the rod of correction for our children. You're the one true and living God who disciplines like nobody else can discipline. Oh, God, when we're out of line, you use the rod and the staff to correct us. What a great God you are. Hallelujah. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we delight in you in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we give praise in the sanctuary. Oh, God, we give you praise. Oh, God, because you are mighty. We give you praise for your wonderful acts. We give you praise for your excellent greatness. We give you praise because you're everything that we need. We praise you, oh God, with our voices. We raise our voices to you, and we say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah this morning to the Almighty God, Almighty King. Hallelujah. We sing a new song unto you this morning, oh God. We praise you in the heights. We praise you from the heavens. Hallelujah, we praise you. All angels praise you. Oh, God, all hosts praise you. Oh, God, sun and moon praise you. Oh, God, all the stars praise you. Hallelujah. The heavens praise you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, even the waters above. Hallelujah, the heavens. Hallelujah. Praise to your name, O King. All praises, all glory. Hallelujah. Praise to our King. Oh, we praise your excellent greatness. Hallelujah. We exalt you this morning. You are Lord. You are King. You are Shepherd in the name of Jesus. Oh, you are the one true and living Father that we need today. So, Father, I thank you that you're teaching our hands to war. Oh, God, you're teaching our fingers to fight the good fight of faith. Hallelujah. And we thank you, Lord God, that we are your end-time warriors. Use us as weapons of war against the enemy. Oh, God, that war is against the Lamb. Oh, God, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through you to the pulling down of strongholds. Satan, we tell you, you have lost the war in heaven. Let all the enemies that make war with the Lamb be destroyed. In the name of Jesus, we do not war after the flesh, but we war after the Spirit. Lord, thunder upon the enemy. Release your voice. Oh, God, hailstones and coals of fire. Send out your arrows and scatter the enemies, oh, God. Shoot out your light and discomfort them, oh, God. Deliver us from our strong enemies, oh, God, from them that's too strong for us, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Deliver us and bring us into a large place in you, oh, God. Oh, God, we are your battle axes and weapons of war. In the name of Jesus, you have given us the necks of our enemies, and we will destroy them in the name of Jesus. What a great Father you are. Hallelujah. We are anointed, and you give us great deliverance. Hallelujah. Oh, God, you will beat them down as small as the dust. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, and you will cast them as mire in the streets. Oh, God, we have pursued our enemies and overtaken them. We did not turn until they were consumed. Oh, God, we have wounded them, and they are not able to get up. In the name of Jesus, they are fallen under our feet. We thank you, Lord God, that we tread upon the lion and the adder, the young lion and the dragon trample under our feet. We tread upon serpents. We tread upon scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing by any means will harm us. Hallelujah. We tread down the wicked. They are ashes under our feet. We arise, oh God, and thresh and beat the enemy into pieces. In the name of Jesus, we rebuke every spirit that creeps into the forest. We rebuke every lion of the forest. We rebuke every beast of the forest that come to devour. Oh God, we close the door to every demonic rat that would try to attempt to come into our lives. In the name of Jesus, we bind and cast out every thief that would try to steal our finances. In the name of Jesus, oh God, we bind and expose and cast out any demon that would try to sleep undetected to come into our lives. Lord, cleanse our temples and drive out every thief from us. Lord, lift up the standard against any flood the enemy would try to bring into our lives. Oh, God, we bind and cast out all familiar spirits that would try to operate in our lives. We rebuke any demon that would try to block our way in the name of Jesus. Lord, you are great. Hallelujah. You are great. You are mighty. Awesome. Awesome and most powerful. Most high God. We call on you this morning. What a great Father you are. What a great God you are. You are Lord. You are King. Nobody greater than you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you this morning. Hallelujah. Oh, God, for being on Bible Story Land with us. Oh, we can't do it without you. We refuse, oh, God, to move without you. Oh, God, we thank you that you opened our eyes this morning. Not only our physical eyes, but you opened our spiritual eyes. And we have sharper discernment than ever before. What a great God you are. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. We bless your name. Oh, God, we thank you that we come to align with your perfect will this morning. Oh, God, we thank you that we're in battle array, ready to do battle against the enemy that battles against us. In the name of Jesus, and even that enemy that creeps into our home undetected, even that enemy that comes on the job undetected. Oh, God, I thank you for the discernment to detect the enemy and destroy him in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we just bless you this morning. You are so great and greatly to be praised. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to Bible Story Land. What a great day it is. Well, we have with us this morning Karen Itell from Houston, Texas. She's going to play a great song. Dance like David danced. Good morning, Karen. How are you?
Good morning to you. I'm going to do exactly that.
All right. Hallelujah.
All right. Thank you.
Hallelujah. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Thank you so much, Karen. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Oh, my God. I could just listen to that song play all day. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will dance like David danced. Yes, indeed. When the Spirit of the Lord moves upon my heart, I will praise like David praised. Hallelujah.
Lord.
And David did some great praising. So I thank the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. What a wonderful world God created. He created the whole universe, the planets, the stars, the moon, the sun, all included. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Today is joyful praise day. We are praising our God. Our praises are getting higher and higher every time we think about the Lord. Let's get our praises higher, higher and higher and higher and higher and higher. You know, Joshua 1:8 says, don't let this book of the law depart from you. Meditate on it morning, noon, and night. Do everything that's written in it. Obey it. Obey everything written in it. Then you will make your way prosperous and you will have good success. What a great God. I don't know about you, but I need prosperity. I need good success. I'm talking about in God. I ain't talking about in the world. I don't need success in the world. I need success in God. I need prosperity in God. Hallelujah. My soul needs to prosper in God. I need to be made whole. I don't know about you, but I need to be made whole. Every aspect of me need to be made whole in God. I need to be one in the Lord, one in the Spirit. Hallelujah. So we are thanking the Lord. He said, in the beginning, God created. Who? God. You know, sometimes when I'm working with the little bitty ones, the one-year-old, two-year-old, I said, God made the trees. He made the flowers. He made the animals. I said, can you name an animal? They'll tell me whatever animal will make the little sound. And I said, God made your daddy, God made your mommy, and God made you. So then I go back and I say, who made your daddy? God made my daddy. Who made you? God, who made your mommy? God made mommy. I said, who made you? Sometimes the children say, I made me. Well, I'm here to tell you, we didn't make ourselves. God made us. And everything he made was good. You know, each day after God finished in creation, day one, he said, everything I made is good. Day two, everything I made is good. Day three, everything I made is good. Day four, everything I made is good. Day five, everything I made is good. Day six, everything I made is good. And then, you know, he's so brilliant. We really can't put a word on him. He's so awesome. He's so powerful. He's almighty. And then, you know what? He's so full of wisdom. He said, I'm going to rest now. He rested from his labors. So we got to do the same thing. You know, we human. Sometimes we work and we work and we work and we work double time, overtime and a half. We can't continue like that. We got to rest. And then we got to get more rest. And then we got to get more rest. We got to rest. We got to rest. So I thank God that he rested after he did everything. He rested. He rested. He rested. So I thank the Lord this morning. You know, today I said it's joyful praise day. We have Minister Donna Hawkins on with us from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning, Minister Donna. How are you?
Good morning, Minister G. I am doing great. I tell you, I am so inspired by your service this morning. My goodness.
Well, you know, the great one inspires me. The holy one inspires me, so... I thank God that the inspiration is passed along.
Yes, ma'am, it's coming across. It sure is. It sure is. If you don't
amen,
mind, I want to...
Amen.
I'd like to sing How Great Thou Art.
All right, tell me how your mom's doing first.
Okay, Mama is doing okay. She's resting a lot. She sleeps a lot, but she's
okay.
Still here, so we're still thankful. We're
yeah, they
thankful.
Probably got whatever, heavily medicated.
Whatever God does, we're still thankful. Now, she's at home. She's at home.
Oh,
and,
good.
And her medication is given to her by us, but she just sleeps. She just sleeps. She just
good.
Sleeps. Yeah. But my song today is How Great Thou Art, because He is great. O Lord, my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art. Then sings my soul, my Savior God, to thee, how great thou art, how great thou art.
Amen. We serve a great God. That was beautiful. How great He is. He's greater than we thought last year, greater than we thought yesterday. He is a great God. How great is our God. How great thou art, O God. He's holy. He's faithful. So I thank God. I thank God for you, Pastor Donna. That was a beautiful song. I appreciate it. Thank God for the songs of praise and joy unto our God. We have Jackie on with us this morning. Minister Donna's cousin from Paducah, Kentucky, Jackie from Jacksonville. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Sister G.
How are you?
I'm doing okay, darling. Sorry, I fell asleep.
Huh?
I had people in town, and I had to take them to the, they were going on a cruise, and I took them to the boat. I stayed out there so long, I forgot to call back in.
I hear you.
Sorry about that.
That's all right. I'm glad you're here today.
Okay, all right. That's why I need you to pray for my sister Irma Jean. She's in the hospital. She was in the hospital. I think she's going home today. And for my sister-in-law, Sandra, she's in the hospital with pneumonia. I think she's doing better. She's doing better, too. And all my other patients and clients, Ms. Henry's eyes, you know, just from my, all my patients downtown, Mr. Golden and Reb and all the rest of them.
Okay.
And my aunt, please pray for my Aunt Valerie. She's just hanging in there. I'm so happy to hear about her hanging in there and just doing okay. She's just holding
Amen.
On. Holding on to, you know, the Lord is ready or whatever. She's ready of the Lord. So pray for all my people, please.
Okay.
All right.
You're
for praise again. Jesus on the main line.
Amen. I love it. Go ahead.
Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Well, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. Yes, if you're sick and you can't get well, Tell him what you want. Yes, if you're sick and you can't get well, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need a doctor, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Well, call him up, call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. 'Cause Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on the main line. Tell him what you want. Yes, Jesus is on that main line. Tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. If you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. Yes, if you need the Holy Ghost, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Just call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, call him up, tell him what you want. Yes, just call him up, tell him what you want. You just call him up and tell him what you want. Amen.
Amen. Jesus is on the main line. Hallelujah. Dance like David danced. How great thou art, and Jesus is on the main line. Hallelujah. We're giving praise to our King this morning. He's the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. And we are grateful to our God. Thank you so much, Jackie. Bless you, girl.
Right.
Bless
you. Thank you.
Amen.
Uh-huh.
Well, I tell you what. We serve the Almighty God. Everything God made was good. It wasn't until he made human beings that sin came into the world. The animals didn't sin, trees, the birds. Human beings, we let God down. He repented that he made human beings. But I thank God that he didn't kill us all and destroy us, all mankind. Sometimes he wiped out whole nations, but he left a few people. So I thank God right now. I thank God that, you know, he's an almighty God. Almighty. Nothing is impossible to him. So I thank the Lord right now for what he's doing. And you know what? I'm going to read Genesis 3, 18 through 19. And it says, thou art thorns and thistles. I'm sorry, 8 through 19, excuse me. I'm sorry. And they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the garden in the cool of the day, and Adam and his wife hid themselves. You know why they hid, right? Because sin came in. They hid themselves from the Lord. You know, they were so blessed. Every day they get to spend time with God. Every day. And so God was looking for them. And he called out to him. He said, Adam, where are you? And he said, I'm afraid. They were never afraid of God before. When we sin, we get afraid of God. We back up from him. We try to, you know, cover ourselves up. But we can't hide from God. Because, you know, they said, we're naked. He said, who told you you were naked? Did you eat off that tree that I told you not to eat off of? He knew what they'd done. They disobeyed him. We do the same thing. God said, now listen, I don't want you to do this. I want you to do that. You could do this, 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 but just don't do that. What's the one thing we do? The thing that he told us not to do. You know, sin has great consequences. Sin seems like fun when you first start it. That's like people who do crack cocaine and all them drugs. It may seem like fun in the beginning. May make you feel good in the beginning. But it has a great cost. Sin has a great cost. You know the story of Adam and Eve's children, Cain. God told them to, you know, to do an offering before them, and Abel's offering was acceptable, but Cain's offering was unacceptable. And so Cain got mad at God, and then he got mad at his brother, and he killed him. And God went to look for him. He said, listen, your brother's blood is crying from the ground to me. Why? He said, wait a minute, am I my brother's keeper? I don't know. I don't know why. He was lying. He started lying. What do? We try to cover it up. Oh God, yeah, did you do what I told you? Yes, Lord. You know, we get afraid. We did part of what he said, but we didn't do all of what he said. So we got to start obeying. The title of my message is Violence and Strife in the Cities. There's violence and strife in America, in every city. Wickedness and violence in the city. Look around in your city. You know, when you listen to the news, what's going on in the news? What's going on in the news? Every day you hear about the murders, the violence, the rape, the crime. It's high, and it don't seem like it's going down. Seem like it's getting worse and worse and worse and worse. Every day the crime is getting worse. Psalm 55, verse 9 through 11. It says, destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. Day and night they go about the walls thereof. Mischief also and sorrows are in the midst of it. Wickedness is in the midst thereof. Deceit and guile depart not from her streets. For it was not an enemy that reproached me, but it was, you know, my friend. You know, friends are killing one another these days. But thou, O Lord, shall bring them down into the pit of destruction. Bloody and deceitful men shall not live out half their days, but we will trust in the Lord. You know, people think they're getting away with murder. No, they're going to be found out. Now, of course, there are innocent people in prison, but those people who are committing murder, rape, violence, all kind of hideous crimes, don't you think they're getting away with it? You know, I was driving down the street this past week. I was getting ready to go to a hospital to visit Mother Irma, whom we're going to pray for in a little while as well. And over in the Riverside area, I was headed that way. And there was police all blocking the street. The Lord said, go two streets. I went two streets, turned down that street, and the police were stopping, talking to somebody. So then I drove up to the stop sign, and I said, what's going on? And they said, La Villa School had a bomb threat. Now, you know that is nothing but wickedness who trying to kill our children. They had to just get everybody out the school, start searching the school. The bomb squad had to come in. Now, you know some people just be playing, doing pranks. And some people are for real, so we don't know. There's violence, there's wickedness in the streets. And they're not overlooking the children. Wickedness, violence happened in Bible times. And it's still happening now. Violence is behavior involving physical force intending to hurt, damage, or kill somebody. Did you hear me? It's behavior involving physical force. You know, nowadays children try to kill one another when they fight. When I was growing up, children just fought each other, hit each other a few times, and they were gone. Somebody come break them up. Nowadays, the bullets are getting in the way. So you don't know what's going to happen. You got to pray for your children every day before they go to school, every night before they go to bed. You have to pray. So there's violence and there's strife. What's strife? Strife is that anger, that bitter anger, disagreement over fundamental issues, over nothing. Conflict and discord. You know, when you see little ones, they sometimes fight each other, they hit each other, they'll bite each other, but in the next few minutes, they're playing. They're hugging one another, 2-3-year-olds. God said we got to be like little children, have that kind of spirit. You may get angry one minute, but let it go. But when the anger builds up and builds up and builds up and builds up and builds up, it brings about strife, the violence, and more violence and strife. It increases in America every day. It is increasing in America. It's not decreasing. I looked up the cities that have the highest crime rate, starting from the highest going down to the lowest. And it said Detroit, Michigan is the highest crime rate. Memphis, Tennessee has the next highest crime rate. Oakland, California, the next highest crime rate. St. Louis, Missouri has the next highest crime rate. Now, these are major cities in America where human beings live. Human beings are the ones that's causing the violence and the strife. The enemy is running rampant. He's starting in the home. He's starting in the neighborhood. He's starting in the churches. He's starting in the schools. Ain't new. Been doing it. There's so many crimes committed. Aggravated assault. It's an attempt to cause a person serious bodily injury. You know, the person who's doing the aggravated assault, They have no regard, no value for a human being, not even for themselves, because the Bible says the first commandment, love the Lord thy God with all my heart, soul, and strength, and then love each other, how? Like we love ourselves. So human beings today are lacking love for themselves. Why? Because they don't love God. You first got to love God, then yourself. Then you can love your neighbor like you love yourself. People are missing the second, the first, and the second commandment in their lives. So I looked up more cities. It was about 30 of them that are high in crime, aggravated assault, rape, carrying weapons, deadly weapons. They ain't got just like a little stick. No, they're carrying hammers and saws and Uzis and you know all the guns and stuff they carry. And some of them have what they say, a license to carry them. But what does that mean when you kill another human being who haven't done nothing? So St. Louis, Missouri, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, Baltimore, Maryland. Maybe you live near one of these places. Cleveland, Ohio, Stockton, California, Indianapolis, Indiana, Kansas City, Kansas, Buffalo, New York, Atlanta, Georgia, Washington, D.C., Nashville, Tennessee, Toledo, Ohio, Newark, New Jersey, Miami, Florida. We live near there. I do. Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, Minneapolis, Minnesota, Houston, Texas, New Orleans, Louisiana. Used to live there. Cincinnati, Ohio. Used to live near there. Orlando, Florida, I live there, near there. Chicago, Illinois, Albuquerque, New Mexico, St. Petersburg, Florida, Anchorage, Alaska, Las Vegas, Nevada, Tulsa, Oklahoma, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. What can we, the people of God, do? It seems there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. Violence is in every city. Strife in every city. So what can we do? What can we, the people of God, do? you know, it's a lot that we can do. We may not want to do it, but if we don't begin to bend the knee, it's going to hit your door. It's going to hit your door. So there's violence and strife all over every city now. Used to be in just, you know, them major cities, Chicago, Los Angeles. Oh, no, no, no. Now it's hitting every city. So what can we do? We got to call on God like never before. We got to say, Lord, let it be far from us. Lord, you come near us because trouble is near. There's nobody to help us but you, God. Nobody can help us but you, Lord. So we're asking the Lord, Lord, help us. Lord, death is happening in all ages. It's not just the seniors no more that's dying. It's every age. Babies are getting shot in the crib. Little ones getting shot in their bed, getting taken in their bed. It's everywhere. Everywhere you turn around, there's strife and violence. But we got to call on the Lord like never before. What are we doing? We're looking at love of life as the world turns. What are we doing every day? Said we got to call on him. We, the people of God, we, the people who are called by his name. Psalm 78, give ear, O people, O my people, to my law. Incline your ear to the words of my mouth. I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark things of old, which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us. We will not hide them from their children, showing the praises, showing the generations to come the praises of the Lord and his strength and his wonderful works that he has done. For he has established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children. That's us. We got to tell our children about the goodness of God, that the generation to come, those that are in the, you know, in the womb right now, the one that will be coming, those that are right now in the hospitals, in the little bitty beds, the little bitty cribs, we got to tell them. He said, tell those, even those that should be born, arise and declare them to your children, your children's children, that they might set their hope in God. That's where our hope comes from. And not forget the works of God to keep his commandments. And might not be as their fathers, a stubborn, rebellious generation, a generation that set their heart aright and whose spirit was not steadfast in God. The generation now, its spirit is not steadfast in God. Why? Because we left them out. You know, when I was growing up, we went to Sunday school. We went to church. You know, when you go in churches now, they're getting emptier and emptier and emptier. They don't want to hear about dead God. They want to hear about the God that lives in you, the live God. That's who they want to hear about. They don't want to hear about the dead God. If a dead God's living in you, you better get on your knees and pray and say, Lord, forgive me. Come alive in me again, Lord God. So, you know, Jeremiah chapter 9, Jeremiah, this is what he said. He said, thus saith the Lord of hosts, consider ye and call for the mourning women. Are you a mourning woman? Not in the, you know, not in the A.M. mourning, but M-O-U-R-N. You can mourn, mourning women. That they may come. You know, you mourn, and when you look in the newspaper and you see all the deaths of the teenagers, all the deaths of how they died violently, you crying, you're mourning. And let them make haste and take up a wailing for us, that our eyes run down with tears and our eyelids gush out with water. For the voice of wailing is heard out of Zion, how they are spoiled. What? We are greatly confounded. Because we have forsaken the land, because our dwellings have cast us out. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye women, and let your ear receive the word of his mouth, and teach your daughters wailing, and every one his neighbor lamentation. So, women, we got to get on the wall. We got to get to work. Teach your daughters to pray. Teach them to wail. Let your eyes and their eyes gush out. What you wailing about? The crime and violence in the cities? The crime and violence in the neighborhoods? That's what we crying about. Who are we crying to? To God. We're crying to God, our Father. So why are we crying to God? Because of the violence, the strife, the crime that's going on. You know, he said, if my people, which are called by my name, humble themselves and pray, seek my face. Some of us are praying, but we're not seeking his face. We're seeking his H-A-N, his hand. Lord, I need this. Lord, I need that. Lord, I need this. Give me this. Give me that. Give me, give me, give me. But he said, seek his face. Then after you seek his face, repent. Turn from your wicked ways. You know what repentance is? Turning, turning around. And then he will hear from heaven. And he will forgive our sins. He's talking about the people of God, you and me, us. And he will heal our land. What does our land need to be healed from? Violence, crime, strife, all the stuff that's going on. It's not just going on in the city. It's going on in our household. Husbands against wives, wives against husbands, children against parents, and grandparents against their children, and children against aunts and uncles and cousins, everybody against one another. That's where it began, in the home. Hideous crimes. You heard of women cutting their babies up, putting them in a shoebox, then lost their mind. We got to call on God like never before. We got to call on God like never before. Why? Why are we going to call on him? He's listening for our voice. We got to call on God like never before. You know we got to call on him, and you know why. So we can't just, it's not business as usual. So he says, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked, even my enemies and my foes, came upon me to eat up my flesh, they stumbled and fell. Though an host should encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war arise against me, and in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, that will I seek after, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to inquire into my temple. For in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret of his tabernacle, he shall hide me, and he shall set me up upon a rock. Hallelujah! That solid rock is Jesus. That solid rock is Jesus. So, we got a lot of work to do. And it's spiritual. We're in a spiritual battle. And we act like it's business as usual. We're in a spiritual battle. Crime and violence is in every city. We got to call on the name of the Lord like David danced. When he danced out his clothes, we got to call on him like that and even harder. So I thank God for each of you this morning. We got to stop the crime and the violence, not by using weapons. We can't use carnal weapons. We can't cuss them out even. And it's not going to stop. So we have to pray. Pray. And then pray some more. Well, we have Minister Donna Hawkins still on with us. We're going to ask her to pray against the crime, the violence, the murder. That spirit of, pray against that spirit of murder. Pray against the abominations in our land. You there, Minister Donna?
Yes, ma'am.
Donna Hawkins, you there?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All right. Can you pray for that for me?
I sure will.
Gracious Lord, we bow this morning, acknowledging who you are, for you are God, and beside thee there is none other. Father, we know that there's nothing too hard for you, Lord, so we're calling on your name this morning, Lord. Lord, you see what's going on in this world, Lord. You know about all the crime, all the violence, Lord, all of the murders that are going on in this country, across this land, Lord. And, Lord, we just ask right now that you will touch the hearts of those who would commit those crimes, those people who don't know you, Lord, in the pardoning of their sins, Lord. But, Lord, we know that you can touch, you can heal, you can deliver, and you can turn things around. So right now, Lord, we are pleading the blood of Jesus. We need you. We need you, Lord. Lord, please, please come and see about your children, Lord. Lord, so many have gone on. So many murders have happened, Lord, unnecessarily, Lord. And, Lord, for those who are left behind, we ask the special blessing of comfort on them, Lord. Lord, we know that you are a comforter, Lord, so we're calling on your name because we need you, Lord. But, Lord, by the blood of Jesus, I'm pleading today, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to touch, Lord. Change hearts, change minds, Lord. Lord, we ask you to bring back the love that we need to have one for another, Lord. Lord, the love that you have for us, Lord. Help us to have that same love for one another, Lord. Lord, we thank you, knowing that when we call on your holy name, you hear us, Lord, and you answer our prayers. Your children are calling on you today, Lord. But, Lord, we know that your word says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. Lord, the land needs to be healed today, Lord. And, Lord, we know that you're able to do it. So, Lord, we're leaving it in your hands, Lord. Lord, we accept your will. Let your will be done on earth as it is in heaven, Lord. Lord, we love you today, and we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. It is in the name of Jesus that I pray, and for his sinless sake, amen, and thank you, Jesus.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much for that powerful prayer for our nation, all the cities that's going through all of these hot crimes. So we thank God for you, Minister Donna. God bless you. Well, we are blessed this morning to have a mighty woman of God on with us. She's from Unity Christian Fellowship Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida. And she has an exciting announcement to make. Her name is Minister Teresa Coleman. Good morning, Minister Teresa Coleman. How are you?
Good morning, woman of God. I am blessed and highly favored. Thank you, thank you, thank you for having me on. Yes,
amen.
And
let
I have
God have his way. Make your announcement. We're glad to find out about that.
Amen. I am one of the ministers, like the woman of God stated, at Unity Christian Fellowship Ministries. We are having a revival this week. It's called Reviving the Ministries with Apostle Floyd B. Jones. The first night is going to begin on Wednesday, September the 21st at 7 p.m., and that is with Minister Demetrius Sherman and Evangelist Wynn. What's so awesome about this revival is it's going to be a tag team. So Minister Sherman, she's going to go, and then she's going to say, tag, you're it for Evangelist Wynn. The second night, which is Thursday, September the 22nd at 7 p.m., is entitled Enduring the Walk. And yours truly, Minister Teresa Coleman, is going to be one of the speakers for that night, along with Elder Jocelyn Nash. On the third night, is entitled You Have Arrived, and that's Friday, September the 23rd at 7 p.m., with Deaconess Jeanette Flannoy and Prophetess Pauline Jones. If you all can and are in the Jacksonville area, please come out and support us. It's going to be an on-time word and very powerful. We're looking for souls to be changed and yokes to be broken. Our address is 2270 Commonwealth Avenue, and that's in the lovely city of Jacksonville, Florida. If you have any questions or concerns, please feel free to give me a call at area code 904-775-1344. And last but definitely not least, we have our 13th annual convocation, which is going on October the 12th through the 15th. It's entitled Transformation, Innovate, Inspire, and Ignite. We're starting our services Wednesday the 12th, October 12th at 7:30. Bishop Timothy Green, all the way from Orlando, Florida, would be one of the speakers. On Thursday, October the 13th at 7:30 p.m. Apostle Charles Freeman, all the way from North Carolina, is going to be the speaker. And then on Friday, the Chief Apostle Floyd D. Jones, that's our official day, as well as our Holy Communion, he's going to be the speaker for that, and that starts at 7 p.m. And then on that Saturday, Apostle Onika, all the way from Florence, South Carolina, she is going to be having a leadership workshop that begins at 10:30 a.m., to 12:30. And then after that, we're going to have a barbecue fellowship at 12:30, and everyone is definitely invited, and that's going to be at our community center at 905 Garfield Road, and that's in Jacksonville, Florida. So if you have any questions, please feel free to call me. I'm excited. I'm just on fire for God, and I thank you, Sister G, for allowing me to give our announcement.
Amen. Thank you so much. They're having a revival and a convocation. Revival in the last part of September, convocation first part of October, so we can keep filled with the Spirit of the Most High God. We thank Minister Teresa Coleman for coming on, giving us that announcement. She said 2270 Commonwealth Avenue. So go to that church. It's called Unity Christian Fellowship Ministries in Jacksonville, Florida, 2270 Commonwealth Avenue. Her phone number, you could contact her at 904-775-1344. I hope I got that right, Minister Teresa.
Yes, you did.
Okay, all right. Thank God for you. Well, as we continue, you know, God's word is awesome. It is quick and powerful, sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even the dividing asunder of the soul and the spirit, of the joints and the marrow, and the discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Our speaker today is an awesome man from Hammond, Louisiana. His wife is here with us. She's going to introduce him. Her name is Minister Zadie Alfred. Good morning, Minister Zadie. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine. Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to have you again. She was on with us a couple of weeks ago on Senior Citizens Day, talking about grandparents, godly grandparents. So we're glad to have you back.
Amen, amen. Good morning to all. Truly, I give honor to God for this great opportunity, and I would love to introduce my husband, Minister Elsie Alford, who is a father, a grandfather, and a great-grandfather. He's a member of the New Day Missionary Baptist Church here in Hammond under the leadership of Pastor Albert Carter. Amen. And we are founders of Just Show Up Outreach Ministries International. I'm truly, 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 truly a born-again man of God. I'd like to present him to you all at this time, Mr. L.C. Alford.
Good morning. Truly glad to be a witness for Jesus this morning. And I want to say to all prayer warriors throughout this whole realm to continue to lift up the name of Jesus, because that's all we have now is Jesus. Jesus said he would go down to the grave with us and remain there till his Father blows the trumpet and call us on home. At this time, I would just like to share a verse or two, if you please, taken from the 29th chapter of Chronicles, recorded of David. Then he said, "Then the people rejoice, for they that offered willingly, because with perfect heart they offered willingly to the Lord. And David the king also rejoiced with great joy. Wherefore David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, Blessed be thy Lord, God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. Thine, O Lord, is the grace and the power, the glory, and the victory and majestic fall, that is in the heavens and in the earth, is thine. Thine is the kingdom, O Lord, and thou art exalted as head above all, both rich and honor. Come of thee and thou renounce over all, and in thy hand is power and mighty, and in thy hand it is to make great and to give strength unto all. I shared these two verses as I sit down last night at the table. I called my study table. My wife was out at the time, her and the children, and the house was quiet. So I asked the Lord, give me something to say, because I know that prayer warriors listening throughout, and I want to have something to say that would last, that would carry them on their jobs as they drive along the highway. Because I want to say this morning that when I was weary, down, felt like it was nothing left for me to do but just take an overdose of sleeping pills and get up. But Lord, he lifted me up. He pulled me out of the sinking sand. Put me back on my feet. Made me feel like somebody. And I can't help but this morning to say, Lord, I thank you. I have so much to rejoice for. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. They call me like they do. Hallelujah, hallelujah. The weeping melon, but the man is in the limitation. Jeremiah, the weeping willow. Sometimes I just get so happy to look like I just get soggy. But I want to say this morning that I'm going to try to hold myself together to tell you that how God has dealt with me. One while I was addicted to cigarettes, beer, bingo games. I run it down for the last 25 years. But when my first wife left me, I just said, well, this is it. I gave my children all my wills, papers, and everything I had. I said, well, I'm going into my room. I'm going to take these pills and just sleep on the way. I said, my wife is gone now. But the Lord pictured where I went by my sister-in-law house, and I was telling her, and she said, Elsie, I know a lady that sings in a choir at Mount Everest. Her husband's in the rest home, said he got Alzheimer's, and she's looking for somebody to be a traveling friend with her to read and share the word of God with you. So she gave me her number, and it was like a couple of weeks ago, she found the number, and when she gave it to me, she called me. And I began to tell Sister Zeta about my condition, and she began to pray over the phone and sang it, ministered to me. And I flushed those pills down the commode, and she started feeding me the word. And yes, I tell you that God had really put me back on my feet again. And ever since, I've been since 1992. And we travel and preach, pray to different people till one day we just really, we were sitting at one of our magazines, Burger King, eating lunch one day, and we really looked into one another's eyes and began to see that, we met with each other. And that's how our relation got started. And then when our husband passed in 95, we got married in 96 and been together ever since. Just going to show you how the Lord works in mysterious ways. Sometime I was reading the scripture that says how the seed of a sower that he planted some and it fell on stony ground where they didn't catch much root. And when the sun came up, it scorched it. But God blessed me to fall in good soil where I was able to grow. I was able to just prosper and tell others how good it is to have Jesus in your home. And whenever I hear the name Jesus, I get so excited. I don't have to worry about buying cigarettes anymore. I don't have to worry about buying beer or going to bingo games. All that has been taken away from me. I don't have to worry about being a home mama. God took all of that desire away. I'm happy with what I have. I'm happy with my family this morning. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I got 7 daughters and 5 sons by my first wife. But after I gave my hand to Jesus, they said, Father, you are a different man now. We don't know you. We know you as you were when you used to drink and clown with us. But I don't do that anymore. So they don't bother to come by to visit me. But that's all right. Jesus. Jesus is my life now. Jesus is all the company. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's all I need. It's Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. This Lord. This Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen. I hear Sister Zadie singing back there in the background. Can you sing that song?
That is your life.
Oh, I can't
say. Where did you give it to me? What is your life? Where did you give it to me? It's all that I have. The world ain't give it to me. You know, the world ain't give it enough. Where's I ain't take it away? It is all that I have. The world ain't give it to me. Oh, yeah, it's all that I have. The world ain't give it to me. Cause it is joy that I have. The world didn't give it to me. You see, the world didn't give it to me. And the world can't take it away. He said he was going to sing it, so I just helped him out there on the end.
I'd like to just close out with these compassion verses from the 16th chapter. Matthew's beginning at that 27th verse. Of the 16th chapter, he says, For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his work. Verily I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. I want to say this morning that I want to be a listener. I want to be a listener to hear that first trumpet when it blows. And they tell me it's going to be soft and sweet. But in the ears of those that have been doing his will and been listening for that sound, we'll hear it. And they would rise and meet Jesus in me there. But the Son of Man that's been doing Satan's will, that second trumpet is going to be a little louder. It's going to get their attention. But it's going to be too late. It's going to be too late. They ain't going to have time to say, Lord, help me. But when that third trumpet blows, my brothers and sisters, all the whole world is going to be destroyed. Nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. I thank you this morning for just letting me be a witness for these few words. I just want to let you know that I want to be for real.
Thank you.
If I don't have a one or two words to say, I want to live those words. I want to be a true witness for God. Wherever I'm standing, I don't have to drop my head for nothing I did wrong. And I like to make friends wherever I go. When people see me that I used to drink with and do wrong things, they say, come on, Elsie, have a nice snow. I said, I don't want that no more. I found a new love. Oh, yeah, you ain't with that snow. I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus is my new love. And I don't want to do nothing
I don't want to do anything to lose the relationship that I have with him. Sometimes I go to these stores, they try to get me to buy scratch off for so many $1 million. I said, no, I don't want that. I said, Jesus is all I need. Hallelujah. Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus, for these few words. God bless you.
God bless you, Minister Elsie Alfred. I thank God for you and your precious wife, Minister Zadie Alfred. Well, I thank God for the word that came forth. You know, it was very encouraging because he shared the testimony from his heart about how he met his precious wife and about, you know, how God is the deliverer, how God delivered him from all of those things that we can be addicted to. You know, all of us probably have been addicted to something. But he said he knows God as a deliverer, how God delivered him from cigarettes and all kinds of things. So I thank God for you, Minister Alpha. He said he's the weeping prophet. You can hear it in his voice, how he's weeping, you know. And we thank God for weeping prophets because they weep for the land. When you look at the news, I pray that he's weeping for every crime that, you know, crying against crime, weeping against crime. You know, like those skillful women that are coming in prayer. So I thank God for you, Minister Elsie Alfred. Great word, great word. We are so grateful that God allowed you to come on. And I tell you what, I thank God. I've never met either of you, but I thank God that he allowed me to know you in the spirit. So he's
yes,
an awesome
Lord.
God. Thank God for the word. The word of God that you brought forth this morning, it was quite encouraging. So thank God for, and that song that you sang, Minister Zadie Alfred, oh my God, the world didn't give it to you, the joy that we have, the love that we have, the world didn't give it to us, and the world can't take it from us. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Well, I thank God for each of you. And you know what? God has given us a gift. Now, many people don't accept the gift that God has given us. The gift is his son, Jesus Christ, salvation.
Yeah.
Jesus came to save us, to set the captive free. We all been captivity in something.
Yes.
Said no good thing can come from our flesh. We were born in sin from our mother's belly, said David. So
Amen.
We thank the Lord for setting us free from sin, those things that keep us, you know, from going to live with him eternally. I don't know about you, but I'm like Minister Elsie Alfred. He said, look here, I don't want to live my life down here in vain. When God comes back to take me, I want to stand before him with a good heart and say, Lord, I thank you. And you want to hear him say, we want to hear him say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. That's what we want to hear. So we're looking forward to that day when the Lord is coming back. Hallelujah. Like that song says, soon and very soon. Jackie back on here. Let me see if she could sing that song for us, soon and very soon. Jackie, you there? Jackie, you there? Okay, she's not there right now. But Minister Zadie, you know that song, soon and very soon, we're going to meet our king?
I know the chorus.
All right, sing the chorus for us. That's good.
Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Soon and very soon, we are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King. Oh, my dying breath. We are going to see the King. Your dying breath. We are going to see the King. Oh, my dying breath. We are going to see the King. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We are going to see the King.
Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And when we prepare ourselves daily, studying the Word, reading the Word, studying the Word, obeying everything that God told us to obey, when we look in his face, hallelujah, he's going to say, well done, thy good and faithful servant. And we already know not to backslide. We got to move forward in God. We know better. We got to stay in the word. Stay in the word. We got to obey God. And we will not be sliding and slipping in the mud, dodging and hiding. No. When God comes to look for us, we're going to say, here we are, Lord. We ain't going to say, oh, we hide. No. We're going to say, here we are, Lord. We're looking forward to him coming. So I thank God for each of you this morning. It is prayer time on Bible Story Land. You know, the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous avail as much. The effectual, fervent, you know, that those prayers avail much. They get things done. They get God's attention. He said, oh, yeah, they're praying down now. Let me hear what they're asking for. Let me hear what they're saying. Let me honor, let me answer their prayers. So it's praying time, praying time, praying time. We got some ministers on the line that could pray this morning. So we're going to call on Minister Donna Hawkins in a little bit. And I'm going to start off. And you know what? We have Minister Teresa Coleman. Minister Teresa, can you join us in prayer this morning? Can you pray for somebody this morning?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
All righty. Well, I'm going to start off in prayer. I'm going to pray for Minister Donna Hawkins. She's in Paducah, Kentucky, and all of her requests. And then if you could pray for Mother Irma. She's in the hospital.
Mother Irma.
Yeah, yes, okay. And then we'll go from there. So if I'll start and then you follow and pray for Mother Irma for me, I appreciate it.
Okay.
Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that you're an awesome king and that we don't pray in vain when we pray effectual, fervent prayers. We're your righteous children, your children, upright children, calling on your name today. We're calling on you, our God. You are our hope. We have no other hope but you, oh God. And Lord, I just thank you, Lord God, for Minister Donna Hawkins, who's your faithful servant. We thank you for her mother, who's been on a bed of affliction. We thank you for you touching her body and keeping her, Lord God, under the shadow of your almighty wings. I thank you for sending healing to her, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for Mother Hawkins as well. In the name of Jesus, the elderly woman whose son is married to Minister Donna Hawkins, and they stay on the battlefield together for the Lord. So, Father, bless this family. Bless her church family. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, like never before. Oh, Father God, you are there when she ministers. You sent her to that place in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we're thanking you today for what you're doing for Minister Donna Hawkins, Lord. We thank you for that ministry, Lord God, where you sent her, oh, God, to minister the word, Macedonia, Missionary Baptist Church. And I thank you, as she ministered the word, you minister through her, oh God. And Lord, heal her body, keep her healthy, keep her well, give her more strength, more energy. Lord, you know you said to whom much is given, much is required. And we need you, Lord. We can't make it without you, Lord God. So we are thanking you, Father God, for meeting every need in the household, meeting every need in the body of Christ. And we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Heavenly Father, for allowing us to see yet another day, oh God. I'm praying, Lord God, on behalf of Mother Irma, Lord God. You know her situation, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you just bless, keep, and guide her, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your will be done in and through her life, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, if there's anything, Lord God, that's in her that's not of you, I'm asking, Lord God, that you take it out, Lord God. I'm praying, Heavenly Father, that you dispatch your angels to surround and protect her, Lord God, wherever she may be, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that your healing touch, Lord God, will touch her, Lord God, from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would just keep her, Lord God. Keep her, Lord God, in perfect peace, oh God. I pray, Heavenly Father, for our family members, oh God.
I even pray for her finances, oh God. You know, Lord God, what the woman of God is standing in need of, oh God. And I'm praying, Heavenly Father, that you would just bless, keep, and guide her, Lord God. Keep her mind, Lord God. Bless her with peace, Lord God, that surpasses all understanding. Right now, in the mighty and the blessed name of Jesus, oh God, I pray, Heavenly Father, that you would bless her each and every place she go, oh God. Let her be a blessing to others, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, for her healing, Lord God. I'm looking forward, Lord God, to the testimony, Lord God, that she will have, Lord God. I pray, Heavenly Father, all these wonderful blessings in your darling son Jesus' name. Amen and bless God. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Amen. I'm going to play for Jackie Travis in a few minutes, but anybody else have any requests? Press 1 if you have prayer requests. Press 1. All right, we have Minister Josette Laney on with us this morning. Good morning, Minister Josette. How are you? She may have her phone on mute. Minister Josette Laney, you there?
Yes, ma'am. How are you doing, Sister G?
I'm doing great. How are you this morning?
I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Praise God.
All right. I'm going to pray for Jackie Travis and the request that she made. And can you pray, Evangelist Laney, for the Bible Storyland family?
I'm sorry. Give me that again, Sister G.
The Bible Storyland family, everybody that's on Bible Storyland, everybody that's a part of Bible Storyland, the Bible Storyland family. Could you pray for them? For us?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, I'm going to pray for Jackie Travis, and then when I finish, we're going to be like Minister Teresa said they're doing at her church, that tag team ministry.
Yes, ma'am.
So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we lift up your daughter, Jackie Travis, who's faithful, your faithful servant. And, Lord, she's faithful to take care of the senior citizens you assigned her to. And, Lord, I thank you for her bending the knee, giving you glory, praise, and thanksgiving, asking you for direction, for guidance on how to take care of each one of them. Now, strengthen Jackie's body, Lord. You know she goes from place to place. And, Lord, you know everyone that you have assigned her to. We thank you for the protection, the guidance, direction of Jackie and of the senior citizens that she take care of. And, Lord, she asked for prayer for Irma Jean. And we lift up Irma Jean this morning, her sister, Lord, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, for healing Irma Jean. We thank you for a release from the hospital. We thank you, Lord God, that Irma Jean is healed by your stripes. And, Lord, we lift up Mr. Golden and all the people who Jackie take care of, every one of them, oh God. We lift up Jackie's husband, and we thank you, Lord God, for strengthening the man of God to come closer to you. Give him a deeper desire to come closer to you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, bless her daughters, Lord. Draw the whole family closer with you, closer with each other, Lord God. And so we bless and thank you for this family in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank
God. Heavenly Father, we thank you right now, Lord God, for all that you are. Lord, we ask right now that you will put our minds and our hearts, Lord, that you find anything that all God could be, that you will take it out, and that you will put in us what we need today, tomorrow, and the after. Dear Lord God, as has been requested for the Water Storyland family, I'm praying God to cover them right now over each and every individual. Lord, their families today, God. Well, Father, Lord, I'm asking that you will meet their every need, God. Even in the finances, God, we ask, God, that you would just bless abundantly right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask him right now that you will send, God, hallelujah, the revenue that is needed right now, even in this ministry right now, Lord Jesus. I'm asking that you will cover, God, even the host, God, right now, in the name of Jesus. This is Gatlin. I'm asking you to strengthen her right now on every side, God. Give her strength, the patience that she needs, God, even in these last days. And, Lord, I'm asking right now the movement, God, that you have ordained unto her, hallelujah, will go to a higher height and even to a deeper depth right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you right now that whatever she lays her hands upon, God, it shall be blessed. And God, I'm asking you to allow the people to come, God, and to give unto her bosom, God, in the name of Jesus, so that she even can travel, God. Even the work that you desire to do internationally, God, for it shall be done in the name of Jesus. And every voice, God, hallelujah, that is on this line today, God, I'm asking you right now that you will go to each and every home and that you will move right now, God. God, what you just do is just bring about restoration, God, that you will bring healing unto your people today, God, in the name of Jesus, protection, provision, God, for your people today right now. Allow your angels to encamp all around, God, in the name of Jesus. However, as they go out, God, they should be blessed. As they come in, they shall be blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Let your light so shine, God, so that men can see you in us, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let the words, God, hallelujah, my heart, God, and meditation, God. Word by mouth, meditation, my heart, be accepted in our sight, O Lord. Our strength, our Redeemer, I ask you to receive this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you all. Any more prayer requests before we get about ready to close out? All right, Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time, oh God, that you spent with us, Lord God, because there's nothing that we can do without you, Lord. So we bless and honor you right now. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing and what you're going to do. We bless your holy name. We praise you. We honor you. We give you glory. We give you praise. We give you thanks, oh God. Your name is wonderful. You are our counselor, our Prince of Peace. And Lord, I cover each and every person with the blood of Jesus this morning. I cover every request, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Lord God, that you hear the effectual fervent prayers of the righteous. So, Father, even as we go about our daily activities, we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, for walking with us, talking with us, being a lamp and a light to our pathway. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I want to tell you all, it is closing time on Bible Storyland. God loves each of you. I love you, but of course you know he loves you more. He created you. He's a great and mighty God, and everything he created is good. So we thank God. And you know what? Next week is going to be Children's Day on Bible Storyland. So we are thanking the Lord for what he's doing in the children. You know, he's doing great things in the children. So we are thanking the Lord. We are praising him like never before. We are honoring him. He is the King of glory. He deserves all the glory. He deserves all the praise. All the thanksgiving belong to him. He is the Almighty Father. Nobody is greater than our God. So we're thanking him this morning for what he's done already, what he's about to do. And you know what? Don't forget to bless the Lord. Don't forget to bless the Lord your God. He is the one true and living God. He is the one who heals you when you get sick. He's the one who provides and meet every need for you. He's the one true and living God who protects you from the enemy. So don't forget to praise the Lord thy God. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, a God-filled year. And we are thanking God. I love each of you. Look forward to talking to you next week. Hallelujah. Amen.